Hey folks, Dan Furrow here with your market update for May 8th, 2024. So in today's video, we're going to talk about Fed officials. When they come out and to mainstream media and say what they're going to say, that does affect the markets. That's number one. Then the next thing is a lot of people are saying consumer debt is skyrocketing, and it is. We're going to go over that, and we're also going to talk about mortgage delinquencies. Where is it? Will it affect the markets, and will there be a flood of foreclosures coming to the market? Those are the topics we're going to talk about today. So right here, here's what's going on with mortgage rates. I thought mortgage rates would hit about 7.125. We're close. Are we going to get there today? Well, let's check the economic news to see what's coming down the pike. So we got through here. The economic news for today is basically Wednesday. We have crude oil inventories coming in and the 10-year auction. The 10-year auction is going to be kind of interesting to watch because there's tons and tons of bonds coming to market. Are there going to be enough investors to basically buy this up without having yields creep up higher and higher and higher? But what I want to talk to you guys about today is the calendar that I monitor. So I use MBS Live, love the system. I'm actually going to have the COO of this company on a live event in a couple weeks to talk about the systems and the markets in general so you guys can understand this. But what I want to show you guys today is there's three Fed officials coming out today and talking. Okay, that person is Jefferson, Collins, and Cook. Okay, why do I bring this up? Well, it depends on who's talking to mainstream media. Are they going to freak out the markets? Or are they going to kind of settle the markets a little bit? So let's get over to here. How do these people vote? So there's a bunch of people that sit on the Federal Reserve. Okay, what we try to focus in on is how do they vote? Are they normally neutral, saying, okay, we'll take the data and just digest it and let you guys know what we think? Or are they always hawkish, meaning rates can never be high enough for them? Or you do have those that are dovish, meaning they're always wanting lower rates. So we like the neutral ones because they have more, I guess they're going to put more just common sense, I guess, into this. So what we have out is those three people talking today. You can actually go to moomoo.com and check out and see how these people vote. But I looked them all up. They all are all neutral voters. That's good news. Why? Well, yesterday I said Kashkarian's coming out and he's a hawk. He always wants rates to go up. So here's his comment yesterday to Wall Street. It says, while stocks have notched a string of gains in recent days, the rally lost some steam from federal official Kashkarian that rates are likely to stay historically high for a while. He even said he wouldn't take off the table of raising rates. Okay, so raising rates. I don't know if he's one of the only officials, Fed officials, that think that, but he might be. So that's what happened yesterday. Okay, so now what's happening too is we want to look at, okay, the economy in general. Because what I want to see is how people are spending their money because consumer debt is skyrocketing. If you go over to here, you can see where consumer debt is just skyrocketing. It's starting to affect people. Okay, it's finally starting to affect people. Why? Well, here's the earnings reports that are coming in and the comments from these companies. So if you go down through here, you can say, you know, Coca-Cola and Pepsi both have this comment. Their customers are seeking out value, particularly at the lower end. Tyson Foods, creating a more cautious, price-sensitive consumer. Hershey, value-seeking behaviors from customers. Special K and Pringles. Then you have Burger King and Popeyes. We've seen consumers become a bit more sensitive to prices. So finally, I think with consumers just running out of money and running out of credit, they're going to have to start curtailing their spending. That's nothing but good news when it comes to inflation. Okay, that's that part of it. We want to really break down what area of our society is really using credit cards. Okay, that's what you also have to focus in on. Are these much older people that might not be buying real estate and things like that? Because the focus in the channel is real estate. Okay, so we go down through here and you can see Gen Z, they have a pretty decent amount of debt. Then you have millennials and Gen X's. Okay, that's where the bulk of the credit card spending is right through here. The good and the bad about this is people are spending a ton, but you know, most of these people are in their prime ages of earnings. Okay. And a lot of people, you know, I know people are saying, well, the inflation numbers are really starting to kill us. And they are, but these people have potential to make some more money. And I'm not saying that's easy, but, and basically in a nutshell, here's what's happening. People are starting to feel the pinch right through here. Okay. And then you start going to company earnings and they're even telling us, even Popeyes and Burger King are saying, you know, the consumer is really starting to become cautious. And then we want to break down which consumers are they talking about? And it's right through here. So you know, this isn't great news, but it's not completely catastrophic. It looks like people are starting to curb their spending. Okay. But what we want to talk about also is mortgage delinquencies, because we're on a mortgage channel. And a lot of people are saying, okay, there's going to be a flood of housing coming into the market. How's it coming into the market? Because we don't have a lot of new construction going on, especially for single families. There's a lot of multi-use coming to the markets, but we don't have a lot of new single family homes. And what helps a lot of existing homes come to market is foreclosures and just people moving up or moving down. Okay, well, let's look at the foreclosure market that we've seen over the last, let's say, 50 years. We peaked. When did we peak? Well, at that time when the whole world just collapsed. Where are we from then? So we're basically down to here. So if we microscope this, we're about basically at levels that we've seen pre-pandemic or let's go back to pre-2008. Okay, look at where delinquencies were all the way to now. Now you have people that are in homes. The rates are crazy low. The housing payments are usually affordable. So most of the people, when they're starting to cut back spending, they might start cutting back their shopping, their eating out, and so forth. And then when things really go bad, they're going to stop making maybe their credit card payments and so forth. But the last thing that they're going to stop paying on is their house. And that's being represented right here. So that's basically today's context. So we're watching how the Federal Reserve officials are coming out to the market. I don't think they're going to be shaking up the markets today. There's no economic financial news other than that today coming into the market. So let's see where mortgage rates are posed to go from here. And this isn't good news that we have right through here, and I'll show you where that data is. Let's shrink this right through here. Right through here, the MBS market is right here. How do I know mortgage rates are going to go up a little bit? Well, I follow the mortgage-backed securities market. This is a mortgage bond. Okay, this is how mortgage rates are created. They take the yield from this bond, and then they add profit margins and some other things, and that's what the banks issue as a mortgage rate. Okay, so what you need to understand with this is the price of the bond. How bonds work, if the price goes up, rates are going down. If prices go down, rates are going up. So we have a little bit of a reprieve today. So we're going to see mortgage rates tick up just a little bit, but they might go to 7.2. Nothing really in the cards right now that should have them really go nuts today. Let's go back to it. And so that's what we're seeing right through here. But if you look at the last 5 days, look at the last month where we were. Well, the last 5 days are easier. This is where we were, and this is where we are. And remember, when I say when this price goes up, mortgage rates are coming down. So we might be seeing mortgage rates in the sixes here very, very soon. So who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I do this mortgage report or this real estate report every day to inform you guys the facts on real estate. I don't come out every day and say the world's burning down. I don't come out every day and say, hey, you need to buy a house. What I want you to understand is the markets, how the dynamics of the market play a role in your finances, especially when it comes to buying a home. So if you're out there and you're trying to kick the tires to say, okay, well, maybe some of you guys need to refinance. You might have closed 3, 4, 5 months ago when rates were 8. Love to help you. You might be looking for a reverse mortgage. I'd love to help you. You might be looking to buy that first house or first investment property. So what do? I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'm also a mortgage broker. I work at a federal bank right outside of Chicago. Okay, that gives us a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But I'm also we are one of the country's largest mortgage brokers and would love to assist you if you deem that right now is a good time for you and your family to buy a house or any of the above that I mentioned. So how do you reach out to us? Well, it's pretty simple. You can hit the apply now button right through there, or at the rate update, you can scroll down and give us a call. Now, you're not calling a call center. You're not calling inexperienced people, newbies out there that were just thrown on the phones to take phone calls. You're going to talk to one of three of us. Every one of us has over 20 years experience. So it'd be me, Alan, or David, and you can ask for us specifically. So that's how you reach out to us if you're looking for you and your family to get into a house or maybe an investment property in 2024. We'd love to help. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Don't forget we have a live event today where we answer all your questions live as you bring them in. So if you're a first-time homebuyer kicking the tires and you just have questions out there, please join us. And you can check out my live stream to check out what time it is today. Love to have you there to ask your questions that you might have. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. See you later this afternoon. And if you haven't yet subscribed, please do that right down over there.